Books and Arts.
Art on the Internet. The online of beauty. Like all cultural institutions, galleries and art fairs are adapting to a new reality.
Art Basel, Hong Kong, Asia's biggest contemporary art fair, was cancelled because of COVID-19. But anyone who had planned to visit last week could enjoy an experimental alternative, the viewing room. At the click of a keyboard, you could enter a panoramic but private visual salon without having to brave the airless Hong Kong Convention and Exhibition Centre. Participating galleries were told that for a quarter of the original fee, they could have a slot in the online fair. Over 90% of the lineup, 231 galleries, gave it a whirl, offering more than 2,000 works worth $270 million in total. The viewing room was a telling indication of how art might be shown and sold in the future, in a pandemic-stricken era, or if travel is otherwise restricted. It offered encouragement and some lessons on digital engagement. There, on one web page, was Jeff Koons riffing on Botticelli's Primavera in a tribute to the history of painting at David Zwirner Gallery. Ota Fine Arts offered one collector the chance to acquire an Infinity Room, one of the most Instagrammed artworks of recent years, the creation of the psychedelic nonagenarian Japanese artist Yayoi Kusama. White Cube presented an array of international works by Andreas Gursky, German, Fiesta Gates, American, and Beatriz Milhazes, Brazilian. But not every artist, gallery, and form showed to equal advantage in this alternative fair.